कुंज बिहारी जय राधा कुंज जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरदारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम
కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి నిరంతరా శ్రీమద్భాగవతంకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి సమవేత భక్త వృందకి హృదయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఓమజ్ఞానతిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్నితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య జయశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమశ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద 10th క్యాంటో సెషన్స్ ఆన్ డీమన్స్ అండ్ బృందావన్ లీలా. The previous sitting, we had deliverance of Nalakku or Manigriva. One observation you all might have made by now, that the series of pastimes we are discussing, all are not demons. There were some who were demons like Putana or Trinavarta, Shakatasura. Nalaka or Manigriva, they were not demons, they were demigods, sons of Kubera. But they behaved in a demoniac way. So there is an asura who is a demon. But there are devatas who are not demons, they are actually devotees of the Lord. But sometimes they develop a demoniac mentality, well, occasionally. They get carried away by the current of Maya. So they are also taken into account in the demons in Vrindavan Leela. Why? Because we are all devotees, but we also sometimes become contaminated by bad association. Therefore, those pastimes are also included, like Brahma Vimohan Leela, or how Indra's defeat and Govardhan Leela, and Nalakur Manigriva Uddhar also. They are all in a similar category. Now, I want to say a few more words about that Leela and then we proceed further. So, Haribol, where is this? It went off. So, no, not this one. Namadalila, previous one. So, I spoke about it, but in conclusion, some of the very important points which were missed out due to lack of time. I get that, this thing, Namadalila sheet. I will also. That's not the one. No, not this. Okay. In Damodar Leela, Let us read the few verses. Huh? These are very, very important verses, because when Krishna is observing, see Krishna while delivering Nalakur Manigrip, there is a very important verse there. 10.10.24. To fulfill the truthfulness of his devotee, Lord Krishna went to these two trees. Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya Satyam Kartum Vacho Harihi Jagama Shanakaistatra Yatrastam Yamalarjunau. So Rishir Bhagavata Mukhyasya. One who is the great leader of the Bhagavata devotees. Satyam Kartum Vacho Harihi, he says, in order to make his words true, Lord Hari, what he did? Jagama Shanakaistatra. So he went there in between the two trees. Yatra Astam Yamalarjuna. So this is the beauty of Krishna, how he fulfills the promises of his devotees. Narada made a promise to these two demigods that you will be delivered by Krishna. And Krishna remembers the promises given by his devotees. And he makes them come true. Therefore, if one gets a blessing of a devotee, if some devotee touches your head and says, Krishne Mati Rastu, may you become Krishna conscious. Krishna takes it really seriously. He says that this devotee has blessed that fellow, may he become Krishna conscious. So it's my duty to make that fellow Krishna conscious. Krishna feels like that. Yeah. Narada is my devotee. Since he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Devarishirme priyadamo yadimau danadatmajau tattatha sadhayishyami yadgitam tan mahatmana yadgitam tan mahatmana. You see, whatever divine words has emanated from the Narada's mouth, I will make it true. Sadhayishyami, he says. So Devarishir me priyatamo, he is very dear to me, Narada, because he works on behalf of my mission, and he travels all around, helping all the suffering souls to become free from their contamination and turn towards me, because he is doing this laudable service, which is a very difficult service. So I have to fulfill his desire. That is Krishna's determination. So in this way, this is very important. When we use the word Bhaktair Jitatvam or Bhaktair Baddham, Krishna became bound by a devotee. One is Yashoda who binds him. Another one is, for the sake of fulfilling Narada's desire, Krishna agreed to become bound by the ropes so that he can go between the trees and deliver the two trees. He became bound by Narada's desire as well as Yashoda's desire. Yeah. And then, in the prayers offered by Nalakur Manigrave, when they, as two trees, they saw Krishna, small Krishna, sitting there after delivering them, they saw him with great amazement. Why? Because Lord delivered those two demigods, but he himself was bound by the rope. Which means, you know, he is bound by the love of Yashoda in the form of a rope around his belly. Although he doesn't deliver himself, because he wants to be bound by devotee's love, he delivered Nalakur Manigrive. So no one should doubt Krishna's ability to deliver any jiva. One should not think, Krishna is himself bound in a rope, how can he deliver me? Don't think. Because actually, the Lord is supreme, and he is capable of delivering any jiva, no matter how downtrodden. And this pastime proves it. And also, why are you demigods offering respects to me? I am a mere covered boy. Like that Krishna is telling them. But then they are saying, no, no, no. Your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are Adya Purusha Praha. You are the original Purusha, Supreme Lord. And you are the one and only Bhagavan. Nobody else is Bhagavan, they are saying. You are the super soul of all living beings. And no one can understand you. If somebody wishes to understand you, that's only possible by your mercy. Otherwise, others will look at you in a baby form and think you are an ordinary child. We are able to see who you are because we have seen your mystical activities of breaking the two trees and delivering us. And we have also witnessed with our own eyes what all pastimes you do here in Nanda Gokulam. So, thanks to Narada, he gave us the vision to see your glory, my Lord. Therefore, we are offering respects to you. You are not a coward boy. You are the Supreme Lord. And then the Lord is saying, okay, yes, I am the Supreme Lord. But by what characteristics do you discern it? And then they are saying that you are the source of all incarnations. Everything you do brings topmost auspiciousness, Mangal. Yeah. And we are followers of your servants, of your servants like Narada Muni. From them we have learnt about your glory. Otherwise, common man often can be bewildered by your playful human-like behavior. Like that they are saying. Anujanehi, this is 10:37. Anujanehi nau bhumam stava anuchara kinkarau darshanam nau bhagavata risherasi tanugrahat. Amazing verses. Anujanehi nau bhumam. We both came to know your glory. Tava anuchara kinkarau. By becoming servant of your servants, like Narada. Darshanam nau bhagavata risherasi. Anugraha. By that Rishi Narada's anugraha, mercy, now we are getting your darshan. Now we are realizing the blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise means he gave us a so-called curse of being born in tree's body. But that's not a curse. Because it is in this tree's body indeed that we saw your glory, your pastimes, your greatness. And our pride was dismantled. We are very, very grateful to Narada. They are saying. So kindly bestow something rare upon us. And then they are declaring their future plan, what we will do. That was Vani, Gunan, Kathane, Shravanakutayam. I recited it last time. That with our ears we will do the oral reception of your glories. With our hands and legs we will perform actions pleasing to you. And with our mind we will think of your lotus feet. With our head we will offer obeisances. With our eyes we will see the form of Vaishnavas. They are saying. And then, see, Lord Krishna in response, what he told. He didn't tell Nalakur Manigiri, yes, now you understood my glory. Lord didn't say like that. What Lord Krishna says here, he is saying, the great saint Narada Muni, 10:40, that he is saying, the great saint Narada Muni is very merciful. He has shown favor to both of you. And then he is giving a nice example here. Sadhu nam samachittanam sutaram matkritatmanam darshanam no bhaved bandha pumsokshino saviturjatha. He's saying, the sadhu is like a sun, and the darkness is like maya, he's saying. When the sun comes, the darkness dissipates. Similarly, when the sadhu comes, maya dissipates, he says. When you come face to face with the sadhu, you will never be subjected to any karma bandhan. Therefore, you were delivered, you fellows were very fortunate. Because when you are in Mandakini Kanga, you came face to face with a saintly person like Narada. Therefore, you both have been delivered now. And I am not the cause of your deliverance. Narada is the cause. He blessed you in this way. Like that the Lord is telling. And then the Lord blessed them to return back home. And he promised them, you will never fall down henceforth from your pure position now. And then they both circumambulated the Lord and proceeded further. Yeah. So then I had just 1 minute. So, I think we can proceed with the Vatsasura, I think now. There was a dark file, you can just check it. Nah, Damodarila, dark file was there, one dark file. So, you will find that Nalakur Manigrib, I told you this point last time. They both became very, I have put here one of the points in the last part of this PPT. I have added one more slide here. I just share with you. It's not here, but You can see this one here. Mm-hmm. Read that one, Haribol. Krishna very mercifully.
Krishna very mercifully breaks down the twin Arjuna trees while tied to the grinding mortar in order to destroy all these faults.
Yeah.
It is very interesting to note that this pastime of Krishna's very directly illustrating the predicament of people who are wealthy and aristocratic, but who become involved in licentiousness. It is also interesting to note the remedy applied by Narad Muni, poverty or in terms which are particularly relevant to ourselves as aspiring devotees, simple living and high thinking.
So, three points are connected here. One is, Nalakurmanigri first were very wealthy. If somebody has Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, Yedamana, Madappumana, one becomes very materially puffed up and one becomes very intoxicated. Prabhupada says, a drunkard sometimes thinks I am flying in the sky. Actually, if you give him one small slap, he will fall on the ground. But even if a small kid hits him, he will fall. But he imagines he is very strong, he is very powerful because of being drunk. So, in the modern times also, the modern day education has made the students become very puffed up as if they have become very great. And adding to that, you know, other people also pamper them by praising them as highly learned. Somebody's an engineer or a doctor or a chartered accountant. So much is the praise they get from everybody, they get pampering. And added to that, many, many big industries are paying them a hefty salary, which makes them even more puffed up. Yeah. Adding to that, some scientific advancement of, you know, making some technological applications, computers and aeroplanes and mobiles. When they see these commodities for sense gratification, which expands their materialistic advancement, that makes them even more puffed up. In this way, their education, the fat salaries, the materialistic advancement in the form of scientific gadgets and everything, all these things multiply their intoxication and false pride, and the result of that is they defy God. They deride the authority of God. They deride the authority of saintly people. They deride the scriptures. And they walk on the surface of the globe as if they are controlling the nature. They are controlling, you know, everyone and everything. Everything is at their fingertips. You know, the air conditioner control is in my fingertips. The television remote is in my fingertips. I can control the fan or a light or a door with my fingertips. Everything, TV is in my fingertips. So when everything is in their fingertips, then it tends to make them think that I am God. God is not God, I am God. It makes them intoxicated. And the result of that intoxication is, when one becomes forgetful of Krishna, it's like turning away from Krishna. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daivat Adharmashilasya Sudukkitasya Anugraha Yehacharanti Noonam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardhanasya. This verse says that Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya. When one turns their face away from Krishna, it's like turning away from the sun. When you turn away from the sun, you see your shadow, darkness. Similarly, these people who become very proud and intoxicated turn away from the Lord, and all bad qualities come in them because of becoming adharmashilasya, sudukkitasya. They become irreligious and they also suffer terribly eventually because of that. The current pandemic going on, corona, is actually evidence that man who boasts himself as very advanced, when he was faced with a pandemic like this, where millions of people are afflicted by the disease all across the globe, and many are dying, and many are suffering and struggling, man says that I will take at least 1.5 years to produce a, you know, medicine for it. Just see. And still research is going on. They may take another 6 more months, and they are not able to stop it. The whole world was brought to lockdown. You know, earlier when there was a cyclone, only the New Orleans was brought to lockdown at that time. I mean, lockdown since everything was smashed. So, Hiranyakashipu always thinks that, you know, I have done such a mental advancement, everyone and everything is in my control, but his whole program of becoming supreme controller was smashed to dust by Lord Narasimha. Same thing with modern man's advancement. We can see the slaps of nature, man has no power to control. Whether if it is earthquake in Japan, or cyclone in New Orleans, or tsunami in Lanka, or now the pandemic, which is ravaging the whole world, you know, man has hardly any control. He can only watch it, he can only revert himself and shut himself within the four walls. But he nevertheless boasts himself as if he is controller of everything due to the pride. So, when one becomes proud like that, and the result of that pride is what? Then one openly performs sinful activities, like one becomes a drunkard, one becomes a womanizer, and one plays casinos, gambling, and one organizes very huge slaughterhouses to kill millions of cows, and just for the sake of his taste buds. So this is the second step. The first step is the mental qualifications produce pride, and the second step is the result of that pride is one performs sinful activities. Correct, no? Now, and the result of that sinful activity is what? His sense gratification program will be smashed to dust. And Lord will arrange for it to be smashed. And then he will bring them on hands and knees. And this is a typical thing that keeps happening over and over again. Again and again. You name an asura, same phenomenon. Vena, for example. He was an atheist. He stopped the brahmanas from doing yajna, dana, tapa, all those activities. And he took charge, he took control. Eventually, he was finished. What about Kamsa? He was finished. What about Hiranyakashipu? He was finished. What about Hitler? He was finished. All these asuras create a trouble for the people of the world, create trouble for themselves, and they get smashed to dust. And they, you know, disappear in the oblivion. Again and again, the history repeats itself. So, this gives us a lesson that we don't want to follow in the footsteps of such fools and become boastful and proud. Therefore, in the previous classes, I have said already, that our every limb of the body, every sense like eyes and ears and nose and tongue and skin and our brain, all these are Krishna's gifts. Krishna has given us these things. So we should be grateful for all these things. And also, yeah, any invention you do, you will have to use the materials and commodities which Krishna has given you. So the very materials you research on is given by Krishna. The very instruments you use for researching is given by Krishna. The material body you have is given by Krishna, everything. So, one should know that God is great, I am small. And these fellows, Nalakur Manigrihi, came to their senses. When they became bereft of their opulences, and they were made into trees. Trees means actually, they are rooted in the ground for a long period of time. They came to their senses. So, therefore, two words Narada used in that. He said, Deva Sangitam Apyante, Krimi Vid Bhasma Sangitam, 10.10.10. That's a verse. Deva Sangitam Apyante, Krimi Vid Bhasma Sangitam. What is this Devata's handsome body? It's only a matter of time, it will become ashes, a stool, or sand. Why are they proud of this? Narada thought. And then another word Narada said, Daridriyam Parama Anjanam, he said. Poverty is the best, you know, medicine or antidote for pride, he said. So, what is the meaning of that? Like if somebody is poverty stricken, they don't get food for even 3 days sometimes in a row, their body becomes emaciated and they become very weak. A weak person cannot shout, he cannot become arrogant, he cannot become proud, he cannot attack other living entities, he himself has no strength, how will he attack? And also, a poor person, you know, because of not getting food, he becomes very humble. Whoever passes by, he begs, please, give me something to eat. They become very humble. So, Daridriyam Parama Anjanam, he said. And a poor man's house is always open. The doors are open for sadhus to go there and preach. You will have this experience. You go to village, everybody's door is open. If a sadhu comes, everybody gathers, because they have ample of time also. And they have time, and they have no big facilities. They are very simple hearted, innocent, and they are willing to listen about the Lord. They are willing to clap hands and sing and dance. They have no pride. On the other hand, a very rich person, his doors are closed and a beware of dogs board is put up, and he is extremely busy flying all over the world, making a show of his opulences. So Narada thought, if these guys are rendered poor and simple, then they will learn a good lesson. So in this way, Krishna also says that yasyaham manugrihnami harishye tad dhanam shanai. He says that if my devotee doesn't know how to take the material energy, is misusing it, I will take away his material opulences in such a way, I will make him bereft of material opulences. Having become bereft of material opulences, he comes on his hands and knees, becomes humble. His devotional service is accelerated. His false pride is smashed to dust. Again, he becomes reinstated in Krishna consciousness. But if a devotee is very mature and very surrendered and very pure-hearted, Krishna can give him abundant opulences, and the devotee will never misuse the opulences. You will use it all in serving Krishna. So in this way, we learnt very nicely from this beautiful lila of Nalakur Manigrave. Now we will proceed to the next pastime today, which is Vatsasura. Killing of Vatsasura. This is the 11th chapter. This is 10th chapter, 10th canto, 11th chapter. So there are some pastimes before Vatsasura appears, Vatsasura enters into Vrindavan. So we will begin from there and we'll proceed. Very, very beautiful chapter it is. Giving the childhood pastimes of Krishna. 10, 11, 1. Sri Shuka Bhuvacha Gopananda Gopananda Daya Shrutva Drumayo Patato Ravam Tatra Jagmu Kuru Sreshtha Nirghata Vaya Sankita. Yes, translation.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, O Maharaj Parikshit, when the Yamada Arjuna trees fell, all the cowherd men in the neighborhood, hearing the fierce sound and fearing thunderbolts, went on the spot.
Bhumyam nipatitau tatra dadrishar yamalarjunau desa. Bhumyam nipatitu. They saw the two trees broken and fallen on the ground. Dadrishar yamalarjunau. They saw the two yamalarjuna trees. Babramustad avignaya lakshyam padanakaranam. They were not knowing the reason why suddenly this sturdy trees with a firm root and a very hefty trunk, how it broke and fell, and they could not find out the reason for that. What could be the possibility? They saw amazingly between the two broken trees Krishna was there. Except Krishna, they could not find any other cause how the two trees must have broken, isn't it? And actually Krishna was the cause of breaking the trees, but they were looking everywhere else around. Did anybody else break it or anybody else cut it or something? They are wondering, And they were actually conjecturing, maybe did Krishna do this? He was standing right on the spot. And even the playmates of Krishna told, it is Krishna who brought them down. Krishna actually did it. But that is why they were bewildered. How is it possible that a small child, by touching and beating a tree, can it fall down like this? You are surprised. Gulu kalam vikarshantam damna abaddam cha balakam kasyedam kuta ashcharyam utpata iti karat kataraha.
Krishna was bound by the rope to the ulukhal, the mortar, which he was dragging. But how could he have pulled down the trees? Who had actually done it? Where was the source for this incident? Considering all these astounding things, the cowherd men were doubtful and bewildered.
Their bewilderment and doubt and confusion is because of intense affection for baby Krishna. Because in Yogamaya potency, the Yogamaya bewilders the devotee to think that Krishna is not God. Krishna is their beloved one, either as a child or a friend or as a lover. So that's what they think. Because of that, they couldn't take it very seriously. Bala uchur aneneti tiryagatam ulukhalam vikarshata madhyagena purushavapi achakshmahi.
Then all the cowherd boys said, "It is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes."
So, whenever they saw Krishna perform some miracle, one of the things they will talk about is about Gargamuni said, Narayana Samogunaihi. Krishna actually will exhibit power like Narayana. And also, now somebody may ask, really? If he is exhibiting power like Narayana, so he will protect us. Gargamuni told two things which were surprising for the cowherd man. One is, as you know, when you are always having this boy amidst you, he will always protect you. But then while leaving, he said, "You all protect him." Like that he said. Gopayasya samahita, he said, "Please, you all protect him." That's the only thing they selectively heard. Why Gargarishi said, he didn't want to disturb their mood of fatherhood and motherhood of the cowherd people. So they were in love with Krishna. Therefore, Gargarishi precisely didn't tell them that Narayana and Krishna are the same person. He didn't tell them, but very mystically he told them that he will exhibit qualities and powers like Narayana, like that he said. So, therefore, actually the Vijayavasis, when they heard from Nanda Baba about what all Gargamuni said about Krishna, when lastly Nanda Baba said, Gargamuni told us to protect Krishna also. So as soon as they heard that, that was the most favorite thing for them. Yes, 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 we should protect him. He's a small boy. That's what they heard. So, okay, in this way it goes on here. Sixth verse. Ulukalam vikarshantam dhamna abaddam swamatmajam vilokyananda prahasad vadano vimamochaha. See, Nanda Baba saw the wonderful child tied in the grinding mortar. And he smiled looking at the situation. And he released Krishna. Read the purport, sixth one.
Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Yashoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How then could she have been so cruel as to bind him to the wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love, and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity in fruitive activities, he binds Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in parental affection. This is his pastime.
You see, Krishna helped Malakur Manigrib to get delivered. Correct, no? How? By breaking the two trees and liberating them. Because Krishna rendered service, then he himself got liberated. So this is one thing Krishna teaches the world also. Actually, by always being selfless in trying to do good to others, you will get good even without endeavoring. Correct, no? See, every act Krishna does has a very deep meaning. Like here you see Krishna liberated Nalakur Manigri. So he got liberated immediately. By whom? Nanda Baba. So here as Krishna, as God, he liberated Nalakur Manigri. And Lord's devotee, Nanda Baba, pure devotee, is liberating the Lord. And Lord actually remained under the control of his pure devotee out of love for him. And Nanda Baba understood, surely Yashoda has bound him not out of any cruelty, but out of motherly love for the protection of the child. Therefore he smiled and released. And then immediately, here is the next verse, seventh verse. Gopidi stobito nrityat bhagavan balavat kvachit vudgayati kvachin mugdas tat vasho daru yantravat. See here, in the 7 to 7, 8, 9, these three verses, how Krishna is controlled by the Vatsalya of the Vrajabasis is being explained. Here it says about when the gopis would encourage or induce him, Krishna would dance. Bhagavan, Balavat, like a child. Sometimes the elderly gopis would sit in a circle and put Krishna in the middle and say, Kana, if you dance, some gopi will say, I will give you laddu. Some gopi will say, I will give you rock candy. Some gopi will say, I will give you butter. Some another gopi will say, I will give you rasagulla or something like that. Every gopi would have brought something. And Krishna would not only dance, but he would say, why I will only dance, I will even sing also beautifully. So he would sing, he would dance so beautifully that the gopis who would see, they would just clap hands according to the step of their clapping hands, he would dance accordingly, it's mentioned. So our acharyas are saying, just see, by that clap of their hands rhythmically, the gopis made Krishna dance. And then, you know, Krishna eager to get all the commodities they brought. So he would dance for a while and say, gopis, I have fulfilled your desire. Can you please give me? Give me everything. Give me laddu. Give me misri. Everything you would take. That is the past time explained here. So, he would smile and dance according to the desire, as if he was a puppet wooden doll in their hands. And he would loudly sing at their request, it said. Piparte kvachida agnyaptaha pitako anmana padukam bahukshepam chakurute swanam cha priti mavahan. Yes.
Sometimes Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends would tell Krishna, bring this article or bring that article. Sometimes they would order him to bring a wooden plank, wooden shoes or wooden measuring pot. And Krishna, when thus ordered by the mothers, would try to bring them. Sometimes, however, as if unable to raise these things, he would touch them and stand there. Just to invite the pleasure of his relatives, he would strike his body with his arms to show that he had sufficient strength.
Yeah. Vahukshepam means like this, doing like this. He would touch like this and try to lift the vessel or the wooden plank, but he would not be even able to move them also sometimes. And then he would tell the mother, oh, mama, I am not able to do it. Swanamcha Preeti Mavahan. And Mother Yashoda and gopis would laugh. Just see this kid. He is not even able to move the object and he is slapping arms to show that he has a great strength. He is making a very big display of his strength. Yeah. So, therefore, very important aspect of the Britya Vashyata comes in this 9th chapter, 10th chapter, 11th chapter. Very, very important. What is the Britya Vashyata? Being servant of his devotees. That is one very famous verse before we read. Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina britya vashyata. This verse is harina britya vashyata, means he actually wants to show the world that the whole world is trying to get liberated and become God. Isn't it? But he says, why are you trying to become God? You can become greater than God. How? By becoming his devotee. Because God is under the control of his own devotee's love. Like that Krishna is showing in these pastimes. And the gopis are telling him to dance, he dances. They're telling him to sing, he sings. They're telling him to bring the sandals of Nanda Baba, or bring a wooden plank, or bring a vessel. And he runs there and tries to bring. When he can't bring, he's waving his hand and saying, I'm sorry, it's too heavy, I can't lift it. And then when they would ask him to bring a vessel, he would say, what is so great about bringing that vessel? I can even bring a very big one also. He would say like that and slap his arms. So he will speak in a very big way as if he can do, but he can't even move the vessel. So in this way, by his inability to move the vessel, although there is actually the whole universe is in his belly. As one of his expansions, Anantashesh, you know, he is holding all the universes on his hoods. How much weight is he carrying? And he's not personally carrying. He's carrying as one of his expansions. In one of the hoods and as one of his expansions, isn't it? So if one of his expansions can carry millions of universes on his hoods, how much more he can carry? But he pretends to be unable to carry, just to increase the love of the devotees. Darshayam tad vidam loka atmano britya vashyatam vrajasyo vaha vai harsham Bhagavan Bala Cheshtitaha. Yes.
To pure devotees throughout the world who could understand his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna exhibited how much he can be subdued by his devotees, his servants. In this way, increase the pleasure of the Vrajvasis by his childhood activities.
See, why we say we have to read the 9 cantos thoroughly before approaching this 10th canto? Because the 9 cantos, you know, you study about Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana, Uti, Manmantra, Ishanukata, you know, Nirodha, then Mukti, and then last one is Ashraya. So these activities are all magnificent activities, if you see. Sarga means creating millions of universes. Visarga means inside each universe, you know, the secondary creation of the 8.4 million species of life and the 14 planetary systems and stationing. So there is Sarga, Visarga. For example, building your house and building your office or industry, that is Sarga. And Visarga means inside your house, creating all the furniture, you know, cupboards, you know, and facilities and amenities, kitchenettes and everything. And also, husband and wife, when they beget children and expand the family, that is like Visarga. And Sthana means allotting rooms for everybody. You have that room, you have this room. Similarly, Brahma also allots. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishanti rajasa jagannamuna vrittistha. He sends them to different abodes according to gunas. And poshana means nourishment. There is physical nourishment like eating food and drinking water. But there is also poshana for the Vishnu's devotees, which is actually the nourishment given by the Lord and protection given by the Lord. And similarly, Ishanukata are the pastimes of the Lord. Manmantra is a 71 millenniums in which one Manu comes and goes. Similarly, you will find each of this these aspects are all done, and finally, therefore you read about pastimes of Lord coming as Varaha, you know, Vamana, Narsimha, big avatars, doing great activities, and Urukrama activities. Urukrama means huge activities. You can't even dream about it. Some, you know, can you imagine somebody bringing the earth which has fallen into the Garbhodha Kosha and lifting it and keeping it back? You can't even do it in your dream also. And what to speak of, similarly, Lord Narasimha coming and killing the demon Hiranyakashipu, such a mighty fellow. So, Lord does all this. We have to read about all this. Read about Lakshmi Narayan, Sitarama, all activities. And then when we come to 10th canto, after having known his greatness, how powerful he is, and then when you read about these pastimes, they will really be heart-touching. You say, oh, Krishna is the source of all these avatars. Ramadi murti shukalani yamena tishtan nana avatarama karod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumanyo govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Ramadi, he has told, which means not only Lord Rama. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishtan. Lord Rama, Lord Vishnu, Matsyakurma, Varaha, Narasimha, all of them. They are all doing many activities, very great activities. Rama made Setu Bandha. He killed Ravana and he killed Kara Dushan and 14,000 Rakshasas. And so we have to hear those great activities first. And we have to develop a very deep respect and reverence for the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And then after, and the same Lord is, you know, giving energy to the sun. He is running the millions of universes. And then when he comes as a small covered boy in Vrindavan, you know, and by Yogamaya potency, the Lord covers the eyes of the Vrajvasis to think of him as their child or as their friend. So therefore, in this way, the Lord's subordination to the devotees should be understood with great care, in order to not think of Krishna to be ordinary. So the verse number 9, says darshayam stad vidam loka, exhibiting throughout the world what he exhibited, atmanah vritya vashyatam, how he is agreeable to become servant of his devotees. Vrajasya vuvahavai, he executed in the Vrajabhumi. Harsham bhagavan bala cheshtitaha, he gave great harsham, great pleasure by his bala cheshtas. So, anugrahaya bhaktanam deham manushyam astitaha bhajate tadrishi krida yashrutva tat paro bhavet. Here it says, deham manushyam astitaha. అది బాలస్య చేష్ట, బాల చేష్టితై భగవాన్ బాల చేష్టితై. సో వెన్ భగవాన్ డస్ బాల చేష్ట, దట్ గివ్స్ హర్షం టు ద డివోటీస్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ జాయ్, బికాస్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ప్యూర్ హార్టెడ్, డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ఇన్నసెంట్, డివోటీస్ ఆర్ సబ్మిసివ్, డివోటీస్ ఆర్ సరెండర్డ్, దే హ్యావ్ నో ఈవిల్ మెంటాలిటీస్. సో ఫర్ సచ్ డివోటీస్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ గివింగ్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ యునో బీయింగ్ విత్ దెమ్, గివింగ్ హిస్ కంపెనీ టు దెమ్, ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ దెమ్, సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ దెమ్. సో వీ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు బికమ్ ప్యూర్ హార్టెడ్ డివోటీస్, so that Krishna will give us a chance to witness his activities, Krishna will give us a chance to enter into his pastimes and be a part of his pastimes by our pure devotion. See, this is the price we have to pay, the Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion service, to enter into the pastimes of Raja and to witness these things. It's not easily awarded. Muktim dadati karichitsmana bhakti yogam, he says. I may give mukti also, but I will not give bhakti very easily, he says. So here another one more pastime which gave pleasure to all vajrapasis. Krini hi bho phalani iti shrutva satparam achyutah phalarti dhanyamadaye sarva phalapradah. The Lord who gives jayo sarva phalaprada, he gives fruits to all the living beings. He himself became phalarti. Phalarti, I'll show you the picture here. So these are things I covered just now. Here is a fruit vendor pastime. One day, Krini hi bho phalani. One fruit vendor lady was shouting in Vrindavan, calling like a hawker. You know, she said, Krini hi bho phalani. Anybody wants fruits in Vrindavan? Like that she was calling. And she called with great affection for Krishna. She was a lover of Krishna. She was actually in the mood of Vatsalya Bhava. As she was calling, Krishna inside the Nanda Bhavan became attracted by her sweet calling. Any devotee calls Krishna with sweet love, Krishna cannot resist himself. Like Nanda, like Yashoda was churning butter and she was singing songs very sweetly. So the song was so nectarian. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal. So when Yashoda is singing, immediately Krishna got up from his bed. Who is calling me so sweetly? He immediately started calling and approaching Mother Yashoda, you see. Same way here, she is calling also with a very sweet voice. And then Krishna heard it and picked up some rice in the hand. And he became phalarthi, danyam adaya. He took danya in his hand and he became eager for eating the fruits. Actually, Krishna cannot be hungry at all. But he is hungry for love of his devotees. Wherever there is somebody treating him with love, he will come running there, calling him with love. Therefore it is said, where is his residence? His residence is in the heart of those devotees who call his holy names with love. That is his house. If somebody wants to know the address, where to find Krishna, one has to go to the heart of a pure devotee, which Krishna makes as his residence. Tamare Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram. He resides, he relaxes there very joyfully. So we have to clean our heart of these demoniac propensities like pride and arrogance and everything. And we have to make our heart clean and a very good residence for Krishna to come and live in our hearts. And she was one such devotee, this fruit vendor lady. So when he came, now here the 11th verse is phala vikrayini tasya chutudanya karadvayam. When he came running to the fruit vendor lady, like child when it comes running, you know, most of the rice particles fell, only one or two particles were there. When he showed that to her, she laughed. Look at this beautiful child. She saw Krishna's beauty and she became completely sold out. She picked up the fruits, as you see in the picture, she handed over all the fruits. Krishna could not even catch so much fruits, everything she gave, whatever she had in the basket. Not that she was very calculative. We should not do calculative devotional service. We should do wholehearted devotional service. There's a big difference between the two. Like sometimes when you buy a vegetable, you know, when they put weight on the other side fruits or vegetables they put in a balance, you know. Sometimes the fruits are little less and the weight is little more. Then people argue, hey, put one more. When they put one more fruit, it becomes a little more, correct, like this. Then he removes another small one in order to balance. So there is always a bargaining in this world. But she didn't come to bargain with Krishna. She never gave equivalent to Krishna. If she was to give equivalent for the two rice particles, she should take a fruit and cut and give him only one piece. But she gave him all the fruit she had. So in the same manner, all of us, we should not be asking, what did I get from Krishna? Rather, we should ask, what have I done for Krishna? Our eyes should be focused on that. How much devotion service have I done for him? That we should ask. You know, have I chanted more rounds? Have I glorified him more? Have I worked hard doing service for him more? Focus on that. That's what she was doing. She never asked, what will Krishna give me in return for my devotion service? How much I will get? No. Because she was wholeheartedly doing devotion service with no motivation, Krishna's heart became touched. So this is the way we attract his attention. People want to know how to attract the all attractive. Krishna is all attractive. And we can't purchase him with money. We can't purchase him with our skills and talents. But we can purchase him with a devotional spirit, seva bhava. One of the aspects of seva bhava is it should be unmotivated. Don't do anything with expectation from him. That's one of the aspects. Another aspect is, always keep asking, what am I doing for him? Now don't ask, what has he done for me? So our bhakti should flow outward selflessly, not selfish. So she had such a devotion. See, in the purport, if you see, it talks about the patram pushpam phalam toyam. The only condition is that these things should be offered with bhakti. And below that, you read that, otherwise?
Otherwise, if one is puffed up with false prestige, thinking, I have so much opulence and I am giving something to Krishna, one's offering will not be accepted by Krishna.
Yeah.
The fruit vendor, although a woman belonging to the poor aborigine class, dealt with Krishna with great affection, saying, Krishna, you have come to me to take some fruit in exchange for grains. All the grains have fallen, but still you may take whatever you like. Thus she filled Krishna's palms with whatever fruits he would carry. In exchange, Krishna filled her whole basket with jewels and gold.
Yeah. For anything offered to Krishna with love and affection, Krishna reciprocates many millions of times over. See, he has got millions of hands. Sahasrashi, Sahapurushaka, Sahasraksha, Sahasrapa. We have only two hands. We can give something to Krishna with our two hands. Krishna will give with million hands. You can't even catch it. Is it not true? Therefore, Krishna's reciprocation is always very great. You take one step towards him, he takes 10 steps towards you, 1,000 steps towards you. Like that he says. That's the basic principle involved in love. Actually, you will see this. In this world also, mother and father, you know, unconditionally they serve the children. And children, when they grow up, they unconditionally try to return back and reciprocate with their love. The very nature of love is, the reciprocation is several times more than the initial service rendered by one. That's what he is saying, yeah. So below, after the Etkaroshi verse, you know, he says, with love and affection, one should try to give something to Krishna from one source of income. Then one's life will be successful. Generally, people think, right now I'm in a saving mode. You know, once I save in 20, 30 years, you know, then why only money? I'll give my whole life only. There are people who say like that. Once I become 50, 60, Prabhuji, I will have my own house and money saved also. Me and my wife and all money we will give. No, never plan like that. Who knows, you will live till then. You may die before that. Somebody dies out of disease. Somebody dies in an accident. Somebody becomes frustrated in life due to some reason and commits suicide. How a person dies, nobody knows. One should never plan for tomorrow. Today itself, you think about today. Today, what am I giving to Krishna? Right here and right now. What am I doing? Am I doing something for Krishna right here and right now? That's the best way to see. And one should not postpone giving oneself to Krishna. Some of our students plan to join as a full-time devotee. So they wonder, should I give any money to Krishna now? Or I save the money for 4 or 5 years and, you know, then I join. Anyway, I'm going to give my life. So that's not a good idea not to give. You give right now. Right now you keep giving some donation to Krishna, 10%, 5%, whatever you can, and 20% of your earning, whatever. And then as the time comes, after 5 years to join, you may join or you may not join. Mind will change also. This world is always in a changing mode. So, we plan for today. Don't postpone surrender. for the future. That's the point, If one is prepared to give something for Krishna, that's for one's own benefit. When once, Prahlad Maharaj says that, if you put a bindi on the face, the reflection has a bindi. If you put a earring, the reflection in the mirror has a earring. Similarly, you serve Krishna, you are a tiny reflection of Krishna, then you will naturally become beautiful. Like the Prahlad is saying, very beautiful verse it is. It says, Naivatmana prabharayam nijalabhapurno manam janadabidushakkaruno vrinayite yatyajano bhagavate vidadhi tamanam tachatmane pratimukasya yathamukashrihi. Very beautiful verse. Say, my dear Lord, anyone who serves you, they get benefit. What can you get? You have everything already. But by giving you, they stand to gain. Like that Prahlad is saying. So let us proceed further. A beautiful pastime is coming here. And the 12th verse. Saritiragatam krishnam bhagna arjuna madahvayat ramam charohini devi kridantam balakair brisham. One time after this Yamala Arjuna tree is breaking, Rohini Devi went to call Krishna and Rama. They had gone to the riverside for playing with other boys. No peyatam yadahutau krida sange na putrakau yashodam preshayamasa rohini putravatsaram. I read the translation.
Because of being too attached to playing with the other boys, Krishna and Balram did not return upon being called by Rohini. Therefore, Rohini sent Mother Yashoda to call them back. Because Mother Yashoda was more affectionate to Krishna and Balram.
When Rohini would call, Krishna Balram would be playing. Balram would say, hey, Kana, you know, Mother has come. We have to go back home for lunch. Krishna would say, who has come? He would say, Rohini has come. Hey, Rohini, don't worry. She is very soft-natured. We can go on playing. She will wait for a while and go away. Like that, he would say. Then Rohini said to Yashoda, see, you call with so much love, Yashoda. I can't. So you go and call them, she said. Kridantam sasutam balair ativelam sahagrajam Yashoda johavit krishnam putra sneha snatastani. So when they were engaged in playing, Mother Yashoda saw them playing with boys with for a long period of time, ativelam, it is said. Sahagrajam along with his brother. So Yashoda called, she called, hey Krishna Balram, come here. Like that she was calling. How she called is explained in the next verse. Actually, from a distance only she called loudly. Why? Because she comes near to call them, they will run away. And she can't run and catch. She wanted to say that, don't do the running business, you have to come now. From a distance only she waved the hand and she called. Krishna Krishna Aravindaksha Tatayehi Stanam Piba Alam Viharekshuk Shanta Krida Shantosi Putraka. Hey, my dear child, early morning you all went for playing. You must be Krida Shanta. You must be tired due to playing. You must be tired due to hunger. Krishna Krishna Aravindaksha. The lotus eyed Krishna. And the next verse she will say, Sanuja Kulanandana. Hey, Balram, who is the glory of your dynasty? Please come back. And come back home and take your lunch. Pratireva Kratahara, you ate early in the morning, now it's time for your lunch. You deserve to eat a full plate of nice lunch. See, if somebody calls you with so much love, your prasadam plate is waiting, a big plate with varieties of items, come and eat. How happy you will feel, isn't it? So, out of love, mother has a nature to say, oh my dear child, you eat the food. Then after you eat, they will say, please take some rest. Please take some juice, isn't it? So, the nature of the motherly love is to always pamper the children. So, in this way, she is calling, oh darling, Tata, she is calling. Aramindaksha means Nainon Kitara. Oh, apple of my eye, please come and take. She is saying, eat. And then she is telling, Nanda Baba is waiting. She is giving many reasons why you fellows should come. In the 17th verse, she is saying, you see, if you don't come, the king of Raja Nanda Baba, he will not eat. He is saying, because the whole family will sit together and eat. And then she is telling in the 18th verse, Dhulidu saritangastvam putramajjanamavaha janmarksham te edyabhavati viprebyo dehigashachihi. She said, look at your body. It has become covered with dust, my son. You come home, I want to bathe you and cleanse you. Look at Yashoda. Krishna's body is like a neelamani, shining, like a blue sapphire. It cannot catch any dust at all. But she feels that I have to bathe my child and make him clean due to motherly love. Yeah, and she's also saying, not only Nanda Baba is waiting, it's your birthday today, Janmashtami day. Therefore, all the Vipra Brahmanas have come waiting for you. You have to give them cows in charity. So, it's your duty to come and give charity. Because in Vedic times, on a birthday, people would give charity, not wait for some gifts to come from other people. So, she's calling Krishna to come and give Yajna Dana Tapa for that. You have your duty. And then she's telling him, she's creating a competitive spirit in Krishna. She's saying, Pascha Pascha Vayasyamste Matramrishtan Svalankratan. Look at all your covered friends. They're all bathed by their mother, neatly dressed, wearing ornaments, looking beautiful. And look at you, my son. Your body is dirty due to sand. You also take a bath and have your lunch. You are asvalankrataha, having decorated yourself, come and play. Who says you shouldn't play? I am not telling you should not play, but you should take a bath, decorate yourself like your friends and come and play. So children have a tendency, if you tell some child, hey, look at the child, he's wearing socks and shoes so neatly and you are wearing chappal. And child will immediately throw the chappal and put the socks and put the shoe and, Mom, I am also wearing shoe. What do you say now? Mom will say, now you are a good boy. So she expected that if I tease Krishna that look at your friends, and then Krishna will immediately run home and take a bath and take food and decorate himself and say, Mom, am I a good boy or a bad boy? So she is comparing, and I said this comparison is not done out of any envy or anything, just to invoke a competitive spirit in the child to make the child obliged to doing the right thing. Yeah, she is trying one way, second way, third way, different ways she is pursuing. Like that she is studying. And then here in this way, the 20th verse is concluding verse of this particular pastime. Itam jashoda tamashesha shekaram matva sutam snehanibaddhadin ripa haste grihitva saharam amachyutam nitva svavatam kritavatyatodayam. This verse says, itam in this way, yashoda tamashesha shekaram, that Lord who is supremely pure, she wanted to cleanse him by bathing and decorating him. And it is said, matva sutam, considering him as her own child, sneha nibaddha dhir nripa. This is the most important word. Sneha means with, imbued with great love. Nibaddha dhi means her mind was attached to him as a son or a child. He is my child. So actually, mamata or, I, me, mine is not considered bad in the path of bhakti, provided it is applied on Krishna. If I apply my mind to the material relationships, for example, somebody said, my car, my wife, my children, my dynasty, my bank balance, and that is the cause of bondage. One gets thoroughly bound. It says, ato griha kshetra sutapta vidtair, janas samohoyam aham mameti. It is said, pumsah striya mituni bhava meta tayor mito hridaya granti. It is said, that is a granti, hard knot of the heart. But the same I, me, mine is applied on Krishna. Oh, I am Krishna's and Krishna is mine. That is purifying, elevating, non-binding, that takes one back to Godhead. She had such a type of pure spiritual attachment. Haste grihitva sakaram amachitam. She got the hand of Krishna and Balaram on either side. Nitva svavatam kritavati todayam. She brought them back home. In this way, Yashoda has such a pure devotion, she has the ability to drag the two gods back to home. Actually, this kind of intensity of love, therefore, is glorified in the 8th, 9th, 10th chapters. It's amazing. See, if you have the power of love, anybody can be brought under control. You will see George Harrison, he was so lovingly, in a friendly manner, treated by Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Prabhupada once told Shyam Sundar Prabhu that you should go and ask George Harrison for £19,000 for printing Krishna book. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu was feeling very bad. How can I ask Prabhupada? He is my good friend. I have a genuine relationship. I have never kept any motivated relationship. So, Prabhupada said, if he is a good friend, then tell him to render service to Krishna, what's the problem? Anyway, during the lunch time, Shyam Sundar Prabhu very softly murmured that Prabhupada is printing this Krishna book. It'll be nice if Prabhupada could be given a support of some 90,000 pounds. At the time, there was a big thunderbolt in the sky. It was at dinner time. They were taking dinner. Shyam Sundar was wondering whether George Jackson heard or not. There was a thunder in the sky. And he was very little bit shy to ask him for this donation. And George Harrison very coolly smiled and said, "Why not? It's my great pleasure to offer you the support of 19,000 pounds, so I can give surely." He gave it very happily. Because, you know, once a person is happy in the sweet loving relationship, he will be ready to, you know, go. Therefore, you find parents and children. For the children's sake, parents undergo so many sacrifices, simply out of love. Is it not true? Even in this world, it is seen. Similarly, you will find when devotees are able to successfully express their love for the Lord, Lord is ready to become their servant, servant of their love. Yeah. So that we are all trying to go back to Godhead, but Yashoda brought Godhead back to home, powerfully by her love. And then 21st verse, Sri Shukabhubhacha Gopavriddha Mahotpatan Anubhuya Brihadvane Nandadaya Samagamya Prajakaryam Amantrayam. Yes.
Shri Shukdev Goswami continued, "Then one time, having seen the great disturbances in Vrindavan, all the elderly persons among the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Vraja."
Till now, you see, three pastimes we have discussed. One is after the post Nalakur Manigrib deliverance, the discussion of the Vajubhasis. First one. Then second one, the fruit vendor lady. And the third one, Rohini and Yashoda going to call Krishna to come back. Third one. And here is the fourth one. What is it? This section, 21 onwards, few verses talk about how to learn to organize effective management meetings. Management meeting in Vrindavan. Yes, Vrindavan also they have meetings. But the meetings are only for the pleasure of Krishna and safety of Krishna and the other Vrajavasis. Here they are having a meeting here. So Vrajakarya means it's ISKCON, like they have ISKCON management. It's Vrajakaryam. So, how to stop the disturbing demons in Vrindavan, that's what they were talking. Tatropanandanamaha Gopo Jnana Vayodikaha Deshakala Artha Tatvajnaha Priyakrit Ramakrishna Yoho. See the words. Amongst them, there was Upananda, who was the Vayodikaha. So, Nanda Baba didn't lead. Nanda Baba said, "You are the most elderly amongst us. You please lead the meeting." Humbly handed over the dais to him. Jnana Vayo Adhikaha also. He was actually Jnana Vriddha, Vayo Vriddha, both. He was most knowledgeable and he was also elderly. And Desha Kalata Tatvajnaha. He knew how to adjust the details according to the time, place and circumstance. This is called maturity. Actually, there are two things, principle and detail. Principle should not be changed, but the detail should be adjusted according to time, place, circumstance. One should know. If you know that, expertly you can hand over Krishna consciousness, even preachers also. So, like Prabhupada, for example, he went to the West and took a flat and converted it into a temple. He didn't wait that, you know, I have to have a Gopuram, I have to have Chakra, I have to have separate compound wall, nothing. He just took a flat and he knew the principles behind running a temple and he took a flat and made it into a temple. He took a storefront and he made a temple there. So, because he knew the principles. Desha Kalartha Tatvajna. And Priyakrit Ramakrishna Yoho. Another qualification is, they should be lovers of Krishna and Balarama. So, he was a great lover of Krishna Balaram's welfare. Therefore, keeping all this in mind, our Nanda Baba thought, let him take lead in this. So, he took the lead. Uttatavyam itosmabhir gokulasya hitai shibhi ayantyatra mahotpatha Balanam Nasha Hetavaha. Yes, 23.
He said, "My dear friends, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokula, we should leave it, because so many disturbances are always occurring here, just for the purpose of killing Ram and Krishna."
Yeah. Therefore, he said, read one more verse. And then he's saying in the next verse about Rakshasi. Putana came, was determined to kill him, then Trinavarta came from the sky, and then he fell down on a slab of stone. Then the Shakatasara came, isn't it? So all these fellows came one after another. Another day we saw the children were playing and then the two big trees fell down. Fortunately, it didn't fall on our child Krishna. So it's only by the mercy of Supreme Lord Narayana our child was saved. So in this way he was telling about all the incidents that happened. So therefore he said it's our duty to go to some other place. And then that's a very interesting purport. 27th purport you read.
Upananda suggested, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been saved from so many dangerous incidents. Now let us leave this place and go somewhere, some place where we worship, we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed, before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances.
And that means Prabhupada says, don't think, you know, if you are Krishna conscious, there will be no disturbance for you. You say that, oh, this is our temple is in Vaikuntha, Prabhupada said, so there will be no disturbance. No. Even in the presence of Krishna, Balaram and Vrindavan, there were so many disturbances, Prabhupada says. So now you may have a question, then why is disturbance? See, everything happens with a reason. Like in Vrindavan, we say it's a very beautiful place, but then the sun is hot, it is said. Really? Why should sun be hot in Vrindavan? Because the sun increases its heat, temperature, in order to enhance the service of the Rajabasis. So that when sun becomes hot, the clouds are concerned about giving shelter and shade to Krishna. The Yamuna waters request the wind to take some water drops, and the garden flowers are requesting the wind to take some of the fragrance from their pollen to render service to Krishna. And the mildly flowing wind, he takes the fragrant pollen as well as the water drops and then goes around Krishna covered boys and renders some seva like this. So the wind is very happy to be of some service. Cloud is happy to be of some service. So in Vrindavan, anything that happens has a reason, and the reason is Krishna's pleasure, service to Krishna. So even that means sun is hot in order to enhance service to Krishna. Same manner, the demons are coming to Vrindavan. They can't come into Vrindavan without permission of Krishna. If Krishna sanctions, they can come. If Krishna doesn't sanction, they cannot come. Then why does Krishna sanction? You may have a question. Now, as devotees, Vrajabasis, they considered it their foremost duty to protect Krishna. Similarly, we also as devotees, our preaching movement should be protected. Some devotees say, Prabhu, just leave it to Krishna. Ultimately, it's all in God's hands. Nothing can happen without God's will. Okay, that's a correct philosophy. At the same time, have you made your endeavor? That is also very important. So it is said, do your best and let Krishna do the rest. That is the formula. So we should do our part. Like Arjuna cannot tell Krishna that, Krishna, you are there anyway in the Kurukshetra battlefield. I will go to sleep in the chariot. Now you do the needful. No, you can't totally depend on Krishna. You have to say that, Krishna, you guide me and I will take initiative. Our endeavor and Krishna's mercy. That's the point here. Lord may save himself, and that you don't have to worry about. Lord knows how to save himself. But it's also the duty to ensure his safety. And that's where our love comes into picture. How much you love the Lord. So Lord is testing you. If a demon comes, do you make an effort to protect me? And Lord wants to look at our face and see how much are we concerned about protecting him. Same with Prabhupada is applying to the movement. Read further.
Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instructions we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time.
And Vrajabasis get encouragement from Krishna's presence and his sweet pastimes. That is encouragement. And the disturbances are due to the demons. Similarly, in ISKCON you find the morning program is encouraging, the festivals are encouraging, Abhishekam, dance and kirtan and prasad and meeting devotees, yatras, you know, everything is encouraging. And preaching. But in preaching sometimes, you know, they try to stop us from distributing books. They sometimes, they take away our permissions to give programs in some colleges or some places. You find that they make attempts to thwart our Harinam Sankirtan in some places. In some places they say, don't make noise of Harinam. It's disturbing. You know, if you want to play rock music, you don't find it disturbing. But only Harinam is disturbing for them. So if you say Haribol, they don't like it, but they like horrible all kinds of rock music and everything. So you will find that there are both encouragements and discouragements, but a devotee we should persist in protecting Krishna's movement. That's Prabhupada's point. Panam Vrindavanam Nama Pashavya Navakananam Gopa Gopi Gavam Sevyam Punyadri Tranavirudham. He is saying that between
Nandeshwar and Mahavan is a place named Vrindavan. This place is very suitable because it is lush with grass, plants and creepers for the cows and other animals. It has nice gardens and tall mountains and is full of facilities for the happiness of all the gopas and gopis and our animals.
Yeah. See, there is Gokul Mahavan and there is Nandagram. So, between Gokul Mahavan and Nandagram, in between, there is a place called Vrindavan. And that's a very suitable place. He's saying, why? See the parameters he's considering. It is lush with grass, plants, creepers for cows. Because we are having hundreds and thousands of cows, and our cows require grasses and plants. And that's a greenery, very wonderful greenery. And it has nice gardens and tall mountains. Why mountains? Because the Govardhan is a good place because there's a waterfalls, there are grasses there, children can play, they can bathe, they can also, there are fruit bearing trees, you can eat fruits, and cows can graze, and there is facilities for all the gopas and gopis and other animals. So he is considering all these factors because, you know, whenever you make a management decision, the decision should be considering how to please Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Because, you know, the Vaishnavas will be pleased if you can provide them nice facility for prasadam, for worship, for exchanging, guhya makhyati prachati with each other. That is one of the considerations. And then Guru will be happy if he sees that, you know, there is a very good facility for Shravanam and Kirtanam. Like my Guru Maharaj would always ask Nyatra, can everyone hear in the beginning? You know, and everybody can hear this side. Because sometimes one side will say Haribo and other side will say, no, we can't hear. So he will make sure that every, so he said sound system is very important. It's like the lifeline of the yatra. Without the sound, you know, then there is no point of just gathering together. The shravanam is very important. So Guru is very happy if sound reaches the people. And Guru is very happy with the organization, provided the devotees are happy. Devotees are happy if prasadam is happy. Prabhupada said once, even though there are 10 things devotees may expect, accommodation and the vicinity, you know, and other facilities and everything, but the most important thing is prasadam. Prabhupada said, prasad is good, devotees will forget all other problems. Isn't it? So devotees should be made happy, and Guru should be made happy, Lord Hari should be made happy. Lord Hari is happy if we have the attitude of service. We don't expect anything. We simply want to make Guru and Krishna happy. So in this way, they are also thinking. First he told about, you know, Rama and Krishna. They will be happy. And all the other covered boys and cows will be happy. Gopas, gopis will be happy. So he is Upananda, such a selfless, pure devotee. He is simply contemplating on how to make everybody happy. That should be the person who is heading the meeting. Tat tatra deva yasyamaha shakatan yuntamachiram godanan jagrato yantu bhavatam yadi rochate. Here he is saying, tatra tatra yasyamaha. All of us can actually build our carts and make them ready without delay. And with all of our cows keeping them in the front, we all can go to that place with Vrindavan. But he is saying what? Bhavatam yadi rochate. If you all feel, if it is pleasing to all of you. So I cannot force all of you. This is only my proposal, he is saying. Although he is a senior most man, he is just giving proposal. Yeah, he's just giving proposal. He is not saying that I am a very elderly man, I am most knowledgeable man, whatever I say, everybody must accept. You cannot get a better place than this. He is not forcing. He is giving a proposal. So this is another lesson we can learn from Upananda. Tatshutva ekadiyo gopaha sadhu sadhu iti vadinaha. See, tatrashutva, having heard, ekadiyo gopaha, everybody unanimously agreed to this proposal of Upananda. And what they said, sadhu, sadhu, well done, brilliant idea, Upananji. You all agree with you, huh? Like that they said. Prajan swan swan samayujya yayu rudha parichadaha. So, and then they're sorting out everything. They took their clothing and paraphernalia and the carts, and they all immediately started for Vrindavan from here. So there was 100% voting. Nobody had any objection. See, the whole point is Upananda's style of taking meeting. First of all, he deeply contemplated on the welfare of Rama, Krishna, Gopas, Gopis, cows, ladies also, men also. One should consider everybody's convenience. One should consider everybody's desires. One should consider everybody's, like we say, you know, nice devotee means you think about the needs, interests, concerns and expectations of all the devotees. Then you are a nice devotee. So that is first thing. And then after contemplating and coming up with the idea, he is not enforcing it, but he is actually proposing it. And in a very polite manner. So everybody was touched in their hearts that this lady personality, he simply is concerned about protecting Krishna, Balram and benefiting all of us. They said, we all are with you. You know, sadhu, sadhu. In this way, they all accepted that. And they all started. And then what follows in the 31-32? Beautiful, beautiful description. You can see the picture here. Of course, fruit vendor lady gave Krishna. You are seeing the picture? Yeah, Krishna is carrying it very happily. And then Krishna Balaram are playing, and then Rokini, Yashoda went to call them for lunch, isn't it? And then after that meeting is over, you can see now, they are all, see the how they are going in the forest is explained in the 31-32. Vriddhan balan sriyo rajan sarvopakaranaanicha karanaanicha anaswaropya gopala yatta atta sharasanaha godanani puraskritya shringa shringanya apurya sarvataha turya ghoshe ghoshe namahata yayuhu sahapurohitaha. See who all went. Yeah, it'll come. So, you have the mic, read the translation.
Keeping all the old men, women, children and household paraphernalia on the bullock carts and keeping all the cows in front, the cowherd men picked up their bows and arrows with great care and sounded bugles of made of horn. O King Parikshit, in this way, with bugles vibrating all around, the cowherd men accompanied by their priest began their journey.
Yeah. So, read the purport, small purport.
In this connection, it is to be noted that although the inhabitants of Gokula were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to the women, the old men, the cows and the children, as well as the Brahminical Purohitas.
Yeah. So the most amazing thing here is, how see the Vedic culture, the old men, women and children, and how they were all in bullock carts, like you see here, in this travel, you know, when they are moving towards Vrindavan, you find that, you know, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they are sitting, you can show the picture. Yashoda and Rohini are sitting in a bullock cart and Krishna Balaram are sitting comfortably. So the children, the women and the old people, they have to be protected like the eyes are protecting the eyelids. They have to be protected. Because they are all tender in nature, like we say, the weaklings in society, five people, the children, the women, and the old people, and brahmanas and cows. So the men are walking in the front with bows and arrows, and the backside men are walking with bows and arrows, and in between these people are kept, protected. One time we went for yatra, some thousands of devotees, and the night it became a little late, 7:30. So our managers told that men will walk in the front with sticks, and then women will walk, children along with children and old people. And then behind again there will be men with sticks and everything. And that's how we walked back, came out of the dark area. Then we came to the street where there were lights and everything. So in this way all our women were protected. And in the forest pathway some people were there who were whistling, jeering at women. He, who and everything they were saying. But they couldn't do anything because women, children, old people, they all had money with them, bags with them. There was the danger. But they were very well protected, safe, yeah. Because we learned that from where? From Bhagavatam. See how Bhagavatam can help in day-to-day management also. You can see that. Amazing, no? So this is the way they were all protected, and they were all went, yeah, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to protect the woman and everybody. And they carried even purohitas also, which means for creating auspiciousness to chant the Vedic mantras, they had purohits also. Gopyo rudarata nutna kucha kumakantayah krishna leela jagu pritya nishka kantya subhasasah.
I heard women riding on the bullock carts were dressed very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkum powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna.
Yeah. And the next one more.
Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so as not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful.
The Krishna consciousness makes everything beautiful. Huh? All the covered men and women, they're all joking and talking about Krishna's activities. And then Yashoda and Nanda, they don't want to be separated from each other. Yashoda and Rohini. And they want Krishna Balaram together. So, they're comfortably in one cart so that they both can relish the association of these two beautiful children, Krishna Balaram. Huh? Yeah. In this way, you will find in Vrindavan, there is a pleasant, cheerful vibration morning to night, because there is always Krishna's activities, Krishna Leela, and Krishna's joking, Krishna's playing, Krishna's talk, that kind of place Vrindavan is. 35th verse. Vrindavanam sampravishya sarvakala sukavaham tatra chakrur vajavasam shakatair ardachandravat. Like ardachandra means like a crescent moon. They arranged all the carts like crescent moon like that in Vrindavan, because now they have to set up everything now. So then they kept all the children and you know, women, everybody there for protection, and like Arda Chandra they kept. So, and then they started making arrangements for inhabiting that place. And the 36th verse is Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinanicha Vikshyasit Uttama Preeti Rama Madhavayo Nripa. Yes.
O King Parikshit, when Rama and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan and the banks of river Yamuna, they both enjoyed with great pleasure.
Actually, all these are very special places for Krishna Balaram, Govardhan, river Yamuna. Upananda said, they will enjoy, they are all enjoying. Evam vajokasam pritim jachantau bala cheshtitaihi kalavakyaihi svakalena vatsabalau babuvatuhu.
In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Braja. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows.
Yeah, is the purpose.
As soon as Krishna and Balaram were a little grown up, they were meant for taking care of the cows. Although born of a very well-to-do family, they still had to take care of the cows. This was the system of education. Those who were not born in Brahmin families were not meant for academic education. The Brahmanas were trained in literary academic education, the Kshatriyas were trained to take care of the state, and the Vaishyas learned how to cultivate the land and take care of the cows and calves. There was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of unemployed.
See, Prabhupada, right? There is no need for wasting time in the school and college because they don't need such education, he says. And after getting the education also, people are unemployed. So instead of wasting time, they were actually Vaishya's sons. So they were taught by personal behavior. The covered men taught them, and then that's how, you know, they were taught to herd the cows and calves. And Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam, Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam. That's what they were supposed to do, they were doing. So right now, from here onwards, Krishna Balaram are going to go for herding the cows and calves. Then the Vatsasura pastime will come, which we will discuss in the next class. Here, as you saw, they were talking in a half-broken language, it is said. Bala cheshtitaihi. I'll say one thing and then we'll conclude about this. So, when Krishna Balaram were sitting in the bullock cart, they were asking mother, Krishna would ask the mother, Maya, Maya, what is that tree which has a big daddy? She would say, hey, beta, that is a banyan tree, she will say. And he will ask, Maya, Maya, look at the tree, which is a very tall tree. it doesn't have any shade. What is the tree? She will say, my child, it's an Ashoka tree. She would say. And then Krishna asked, Maya Maya, look at that beautiful bird which has a long tail behind. Sometimes it lifts the tail and, you know, dances very beautifully. What is that called as? Please tell me. Yashoda would say, oh, that is called as a peacock. Like that she would say. And Maya Maya, tell me the other one, the other bird which looks similar to this but doesn't have that long bird, you know, big tail behind. What is that bird? She would say, oh, that's called as a peahen. That is more and this is morning. She would say. And then he would ask, Maya Maya, what is that bird which is singing so sweetly? Coo, coo. So Maya would say, oh, that is cuckoo, beta. So when Krishna asked, more has a morni, share has a sherni, and everybody has their wife, and Krishna heard it and he started crying. And Mother Yashoda said, hey, why are you crying, beta? But what about me, Maya? More has a morni, share has a sherni, but I don't have anybody. Yashoda laughed. So in one of the spots there, while passing through the forest, they all actually sat under a tree, all the ladies and children and everybody, they were having their lunch. So that the time Krishna performed this pastime. And when Krishna cried, and then one of the other gopis looked at Krishna, laughed and said, hey, if you also want someone like that, more has a morni, share has a sherni, so you can also have your wife if you want. You choose anybody you want. So Krishna went around. And then that gopi had told him, whomever you consider your wife, you sit in their lap. They said. And Krishna found one of the gopis. Amongst all the gopis, one gopi used to be very old, oldest lady, and she had no teeth in her mouth, and she used to have practically white hair. She had no teeth, and that gopi was sitting, and Krishna ran to her and sat on her lap. And then the other gopis laughed. They asked, hey, she will be your wife? He said, yes, why? We are a good match. I also have no teeth, she also has no teeth. He was telling good match made by each other. So in this way, Bala Cheshtitahi. The childhood pranks Krishna did along with Yashoda and Rohini. Very sweet pastimes. So now they are growing now. They will go for the herding of the cows and calves. And in the next class, we will talk about Vatsasura. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.